You ever wonder how healthy your relationship is, or how to develop a healthier relationship? Today, we're going to talk about the different developmental stages in relationships and how understanding these can help you build a healthier relationship and a more fulfilling relationship. Whether you're currently in a long-term relationship or whether you're looking for a relationship. If you'd like to find out more about how you can improve your current relationship or how to find and develop a fulfilling relationship, head over to therelationshipmaze.com, where we have different resources and our online course, The Relationship Maze. You can also take our free online conflict style quiz and discover your conflict style in relationships. And press subscribe right now. Welcome to today's podcast, and today we're going to be exploring the different developmental stages in relationships.
Yeah, so today we will be talking mainly about a model that was developed by Ellen Bader and her partner Peter Pearson. They both set up the Couples Institute, and they came up with a model that they described as a developmental model or in couples relationships. They based their work, or some of their thinking was based on earlier work that was done by Margaret Mahler. She was a psychologist who looked at early childhood development. And what Pearson and Bader argue in their developmental model is that a lot of the stages that children in their early development go through is not too dissimilar to the stages that couples go through in their developing relationship. So there are different stages that we experience as a couple, and each of these stages also has developmental tasks that we have to muster as a couple. And if we don't complete these tasks, then our relationship might get stuck. And we'll talk a little bit about what that might look like in a minute. But first of all, maybe let's look at these stages that are described in the developmental model. So the first one you're probably all familiar with is the early stage in the relationship, the honeymoon, which is described as a stage of symbiosis by Baden and Pearson. So in the stage of symbiosis, there's a lot of emphasis of the idea of we are one. Everything that we do together is wonderful. Your partner's wonderful. It's the early stage of the relationship where you're kind of falling madly in love with the other person. And it's a really important stage because it's the stage when you kind of start to bond with your partner. You think that they're just great. It's all about attachment at this stage.
Yeah, and that's it's a really exciting part of a relationship, and in itself it can be quite addictive too for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
As well. So where we feel that this has to be there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we see all the similarities between each other, like they're so like us, or we seem to be so connected.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of passion. There's a lot of, this is about giving and receiving. So at this stage, it's going to be less in terms of criticism. We're not looking at the other person with that critical eye.
No, absolutely.
And it's difficult, in that early stage of a relationship, it would be very challenging to probably want to develop a relationship with somebody that is being heavily critical at those early stages.
Yeah, it's also a stage where there are kind of like two children at play, so to speak, because there's this sort of delight in each other and we feel responded to by our partner. The child within us feels responded to by our partner. We can play together, we can have some fun together. So it's a sort of lighthearted phase in the relationship as well, which is really it's marked by fun more than anything else. It's sort of, it's not the stage where you start to see problems in the relationship. So the foundations of the relationships are built. There's a desire to be together with the other part, with your partner. It's kind of, it's kind of moving together, trying to form that bond together.
Yeah, and because that excitement stimulation at this point is really, it's quite a high. both people are wanting to seem more giving. Mm-hmm. So they don't want to come across as selfish. Yeah, they don't want to become across as insensitive. And, you know, essentially each person is wanting to receive more nurturance from the other person. Mm-hmm. So this is, you know, this is important part of development. And, you know, this can, you know, obviously this doesn't always last. And I suppose this is where sometimes it almost sets sometimes for people, it may seem to set them up for, you know, a really big contrast in the next, you know, when we move out of this stage.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we'll talk about that in a minute when you kind of don't move beyond that. So it's an important foundational stage. It's a foundational stage that needs to be completed before you can move on to the next level, the next kind of developmental stage for couples. The problem is with symbiosis is that there are some couples who don't move beyond this stage. They get kind of stuck in it. And the two types of stuckness that is described in this developmental model is one where you have a couple which is enmeshed, and we'll talk in a little bit in a minute a little bit more about what that looks like, or the other form of not moving beyond that stage and being stuck in symbiosis is where you have a couple which is hostile dependent. And both of these forms of presentation are what we usually or very often work with in couples therapy. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. But let's move on. So the next stage, so we've got symbiosis, right? So we've established a strong foundation here, a strong bond with each other. We want to spend lots of time together. And then the next stage is differentiation. So that's kind of when the first cracks kind of start to appear initially in the relationship. It's this sense of, well, hang on, actually, this person that I have in front of me here is not quite what I thought they might be. Actually, in many, many different ways, they seem to be quite different from who I am as a person.
Yeah, and also from who you projected them as being.
Absolutely.
So it's not necessarily different from who they appeared to be, because it may be that they always were that way, but we've seen them in a different way. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, I suppose at the initial stage as well with that, you know, with that symbiosis, there is that element of being different as well, because it's not, you know, we're putting on a different side of us. Mm-hmm. So it's not really false, but it's more highlighting those aspects that are important at that area. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, I suppose, and this can happen at different levels. It's like in the initial stage, there's certain things that maybe, you know, the person that you're with was doing that you found sweet or cute. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe they had like a little phrase they use a lot. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, maybe it was some sort of gesture they make with their hands. And, you know, initially you think, oh, that's quite cute. And then over time, it suddenly they keep doing that. And at this stage, this is where you start thinking, actually, that's a little bit irritating.
Yeah, absolutely. You realise that, exactly, because you're moving away from this idea of we. You realise, actually, there are two individuals in this relationship. And there are differences in the way that we experience the world, in the way that we respond to situations. We have different preferences, different ideas, different feelings, different thoughts. So in this phase, and it's a really important phase of the relationship, there is a very strong desire to also see yourself as an individual. I am part of a couple, but I am also me. I'm also Angela, right? So I'm not Tom. So I'm quite different from you. And that might also be the time when you might get into more discussions around, you know, ideas, for example, or ideology, where you realise actually we think quite differently about loads of different topics. For some couples, this then can become quite frightening. So, for example, for a couple where, a hostile dependent couple, differentiation can't happen because the idea of the other person being separate or different is too frightening. They can't go there. Yeah. So differentiation is a first step in the direction of a more mature relationship, whereas a lot of people experience it as frightening.
Yes, and I think one of the challenging questions that sometimes comes up for people that I've spoken to and also worked with is that sort of sense, why don't I feel the way that I used to?
Yeah.
And that could be blaming themselves, but it could be blaming the other person as well. Mm-hmm. It can be at that point where somebody feels that there's something wrong. So they, you know, they may leave that relationship at that point. And where I've seen, you know, some people that never get into a longer term relationship because, you know, this stage feels so different. Mm. And they suddenly think, well, maybe this isn't right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Without realising this is actually an important part of relationship development.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's not that you're going to get stuck here, but this is a part of a developmental process.
Absolutely. For lots of people, it's a form of disillusionment. They can experience it as a disillusionment, this idea of, oh, after all, you are not the person who I thought you were because, you know, the projection doesn't come true. So some couples can't tolerate that, and they can't see beyond beyond the working through these differences, and also realizing that there is strength in being two separate individuals with their differences. So for some couples, that's the end of the road. They really struggle with this. The chasm for them becomes too wide and they become very disillusioned.
Oh, and also because we use the term projection, which we talked about in previous podcasts, have a look for our podcasts where we talk about that in more depth. And I think, you know, that's where, you know, really understanding yourself and how we project onto the other person in our relationship is really important to explore, which we talk about more in our course, The Relationship Maze, which you can find via our website, therelationshipmaze.com. Mm-hmm. But I think there is that sense and kind of knowing that actually when we start thinking this other person isn't who I thought they were, as I've said already, but I think just to reiterate, is a lot of that comes from us rather than from them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's look at the next stage that's described in the developmental model. That's called practicing. So practicing is where... there's almost an opposite move to symbiosis. So what's happening in this particular phase of the relationship is that there's more of a focus for each individual in the relationship on their autonomy, a sense of let me kind of rediscover who I am as an individual as opposed to being in a couple. Let me focus more on my self-development, on what I really enjoy doing as opposed to what we enjoy doing or what you enjoy doing. So it's this kind of a focus away from the we to an I in this phase. So issues that are particularly prevalent in this particular phase of the relationship are more focused on, you know, your own self-esteem, for example, or power that you hold in the relationship. So more issues that are to do with you.
Absolutely. And I mean, I imagine as well that, you know, depending on, well, and it's difficult to say how you can re-rate self-esteem, but depending on your level of self-esteem and your sense of your own empowerment and how worthwhile you are as a person before you go into a relationship is going to affect how easy it is mm-hmm. to be at this stage. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because if your sense of self-esteem is quite fragile, if it was before the relationship, at this point, it could be more challenging getting back that sense of self-esteem. Mm-hmm. But if your self-esteem was fairly strong or, you know, more secure, then it may be, you know, probably less of a big task to accomplish.
Absolutely.
At this point.
Yeah, this is such a good point because particularly in this practicing phase, so if one individual in the relationship really struggles with these issues, as you say, around self-esteem, they might experience this period of practicing as being very threatening to the relationship because it seems like a move away from each other rather than a move towards each other. Mm. And they might experience that as very abandoning. We'll talk about that in a minute when we look at the different combinations here of develop, you know, where partners are in individuals in different stages of the relationship. So just to continue with the next stage of the developmental model, that's rapprochement. This is a kind of fine a way of a phase where the partners kind of step more towards each other again. So so whereas in the practicing phase there was a move away from each other, now in rapprochement partners start to approach each other again, move towards each other.
Yeah, so in, or I've sometimes heard it called rapprochements as well. So
sorry,
if
yeah,
you don't know the French.
I pronounce it the French way.
Yeah, so sort of, you know, this is, again, it's safe to, like you said, so it's safe to move back into that intimacy and the kind of the emotional sustenance from each other. Mm. So, you know, in here, this is where we can be vulnerable again as well. So we can seek some comfort and support. We also have that fundamental sense of the self-esteem that we have within that. So it's different. So this is, you know, although there may be some similarities, it's also quite different because we got that stronger sense of identity. So we're clearer about the difference between them and us, or the other person and you. Mm-hmm. So this allows you to develop a different level of that relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's a little bit of more movement here in this phase where there might be some move still towards kind of, you know, more independence in the relationship. And I think couples sometimes in this stage of the relationship still feel a little bit unsure and sometimes a little bit insecure in the relationship still when one is more interested in moving away, the other one is more interested in moving towards the other. So it can be slightly unsettling, but all in all, it's more a move in the direction of creating a balance between the we and the I. So, you know, between the desire for togetherness and the desire for separateness in the relationship. Now, in the final stage of the development model, we have what is called mutual interdependence. So this is where the couple really manages this this balance between dependence and independence, togetherness and separateness, autonomy and togetherness. So where there's a quite a good sort of balance between being able to do something on your own or having a sense of who you are as an individual, having very strong self boundaries, knowing who you are as an individual, what your strengths are, who you are, what makes you tick, what your needs and wants are in life, etc. So you have a good sense of yourself, you have a good sense of what you might want in life, which might not always necessarily be the same as your partner. You might have different interests, for example, that you can nurture and follow on your own without always wanting to do everything with your partner. While at the same time, you also balance it out with an understanding that you are dependent, emotionally dependent on your partner, and that's okay. That's absolutely fine. That's what relationships are for, that there's mutual support in the relationship, that there's closeness and intimacy in the relationship that you can share, you know, you share in the relationship, you share your secrets, you share your vulnerabilities.
And I suppose something that's also important here is as well having that knowledge and feeling, well, the knowledge and feeling, I suppose it's like an embodiment that you're loved by your partner. Mm. So that's an important aspect. And to me, that's, you know, there's some similarities, you might, I don't know whether you'd agree, but in terms of when we're talking about secure attachment, that you have that knowledge that that other person is there, which allows you in some ways to feel more comfortable pursuing your own things as well, safe in the knowledge that you have that,
yeah, absolutely,
that secure base.
So this is absolutely, this is a relationship. So a relationship which has mutual interdependence means that both partners provide the secure base for each other. So, you know, that you can rely on your partner, but you can also toddle off and do your own thing. And the same is true for your partner. So there's also, and of course also in this kind of final stage, it's a more mature, I would call it sort of also the mature stage of the relationship. There is also an understanding that you have, that your partner's not perfect, or, you know, there isn't, it's, you know, there's a distinction between your fantasy of your partner, which is very, very, very alive in the symbiotic phase, and the real sense of who you've got in front of you. So you really get to know each other at a much deeper level. You get to know each other and you get to love each other at that much deeper level as well. Not just the fantasy of who you think the other person is, the illusion of the other person.
Mm.
Right, so these are the different stages. Now, What might be also of interest very briefly is that, of course, partners can be at different stages in the relationship. So you might have one partner who is still very much in the symbiotic phase, the symbiotic stage of the relationship. And then you have another partner who is differentiating more in the relationship. This very often creates challenges and difficulties. And this is very often also when couples come to couples therapy, because that's what they struggle with. What is very rare generally is that you find two partners who are more than two stages removed from each other. So it would be very difficult to imagine that you have a relationship where one partner is still in the symbiotic stage and the other one is already in what do you call it? Rapprochement, mm-hmm. rapprochement, yeah? I don't actually know whether it's French or English, but sorry. So that's really where, generally speaking, the difficulties that the couple struggles with are usually related to the partner who is stuck at a slightly, well, for lack of a better term, lower stage of the development of the relationship. So if you have one partner who's very symbiotic still and another partner who's already practicing, then the relationship will be primarily be concerned with the partner who is in this symbiotic stage. And this is very common, more common than not in couples therapy, is that you have see couples who have this sort of following combination. So very often you'd be working with couples who are symbiotic, so where both partners are symbiotic. And there is a real terror or anxiety in this couple that the relationship might end because the other partner might move or might show some signs that they're moving towards differentiation. And that is terrifying for this couple. And what you have when you have two symbiotic partners is you might have partners who are enmeshed, what we call enmeshment, and they really struggle to see beyond the we. It's all about us. Do you know any couples like that? Have you come couples across
couples
like that?
Yeah, I've found quite a few couples like that. I mean, yeah. I've actually even, not just where people act like that, but there's also, they've been led to believe through everything they've learned when they're younger and like books they've read or Hollywood films that actually that's the way you should be. Mm-hmm. So it's mm-hmm. it's not just their fear from within, it's also that internalised fear from social messaging and kind of, cultural messaging. So, that could play a role too. Mm. But yeah, certainly there is that thing where, people never talk about them. It's always about we.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it's very often presented as an ideal of romance, isn't it? When both partners are enmeshed. But developmentally, it's not a healthy state of affairs. And couples that are always stuck in this symbiotic level, it means that you have two children really also in the couple who cannot really conceive of being separated from each other. They're terrified and they can't last in the long run. It's very difficult for that relationship to last. Mm. Now, the other form of two partners who are symbiotic in the relationship is what we call, or rather what the Couples Institute calls hostile dependent. These are the sort of couples who come through the door and they argue and they fight. There's a lot of conflict. With these couples, they're constantly at each other's throat. They argue about everything. Everything is difficult. And with this couple, they're a bit like the couple in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. For those of you who might have seen the play or the film with Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor, they are an excellent example of a hostile, dependent couple where the couple cannot, both individuals cannot really tolerate their disappointment with the illusion. So they realize that the partner who they have in front of you is not perfect. They're not gratifying. They're not a partner who repairs all the childhood wounds. They're not the ideal partner. They cannot tolerate that. And because they are so frustrated with the realization that their partner isn't this perfect being, they get very angry. And And they demand that the partner is different, that the partner is there for them in the way that they want them to be there for them. And if the partner isn't, the anger grows, and it grows, and it grows. And there's a very often a very volatile couple here, hard to work with as well, because they find it quite difficult to contain their emotions effectively. Quite often there might be, but not always, but there might also be more on the borderline spectrum, or might have some narcissistic qualities as well, where it's all about me and my needs. But it doesn't have to be that way. So we have, just to summarize, because I realize I'm talking a lot, when we have two partners who are symbiotic, both of them, we either have a relationship which is enmeshed, or we have a presentation of a hostile, dependent couple.
Great.
Just look at one more of these presentations, which is also very, very typical in couples therapy, is when you have a presentation of one partner being in the symbiotic stage and the other one being in the differentiation phase. So one of them is kind of stepping out of the relationship, is moving more towards an I, moving more towards an experience of them as an individual, and the other one finds that absolutely terrifying. They feel very abandoned, they feel very worried, and particularly if there's, if the partner is more practicing, the other partner is already more practicing, this can be a very, very destabilizing experience for a partner who hasn't quite moved into towards differentiation yet. So there's a lot of fear, a lot of terror, a lot of crying potentially in that relationship.
Yeah, and I imagine that actually for most people it would be unlikely that people are going to move exactly the same time anyway.
Mm. No. Exactly. Yeah, this is a really good point that you're making as well. So this is sort of like, obviously this is just a model, yeah? And of course we know models don't always operate perfectly. You're absolutely right. So you might have... You have sort of different presentation. It doesn't always happen concurrently. And also, just to be clear, these sort of different stages, it doesn't mean that we always progress towards the next stage. We sometimes have a setback and we are thrown back into an earlier stage of development. So this is not linear. Necessarily.
Yeah. And if you want to find out more about how to improve your own relationships and how to explore yourself so that you can help to kind of move through these developmental stages in a healthier way, head over to our website, therelationshipmaze.com, and you can take our course, The Relationship Maze. Please tune in again next week, and we look forward to speaking with you then.
Take good care until then. Bye.